USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iraq's prime minister calling parliament to convene over what he is calling the assassination of a top Iranian general within his nation's borders. The Pentagon launching the airstrike last night on the airport in Baghdad, targeting and killing Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, who was said to be behind the deaths of hundreds of Americans in the past and was said to be planning more imminent attacks on the U.S. interests and allies in the region. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, one of the few in Congress who was apparently alerted ahead of time by the Trump administration.
I really appreciate President Trump letting the world know you cannot kill an American without impunity, and that is an absolutely essential message.
The Institute for Supply Management saying manufacturing activity in the U.S. fell to the lowest level in more than a decade last month. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
U.S. senators are back on Capitol Hill this morning following their holiday recess. Connecticut's two Democratic senators calling for Republicans to now allow witnesses to testify in the upcoming impeachment trial of President Trump. Senator Richard Blumenthal accusing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of trying to hide the truth.
Some of our colleagues have expressed misgivings about Leader McConnell's strategy of, in effect, a Trump cover-up. Blocking documents, gagging witnesses, in effect, hiding the truth.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's presidential campaign exceeding its goal in fundraising, reporting this morning it raised $21.2 million in the final 3 months of 2019. One person is dead. At least three others are hospitalized following a stabbing attack in Austin, Texas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The National Park Service says a Texas man who went missing in the Grand Canyon last month has been found alive. Park rangers say they found 58-year-old Martin O'Connor of LaPorte, Texas, on a difficult trail that leads down to the river from the canyon's south rim. O'Connor had last been seen at a lodge in Grand Canyon Village on December 22nd. He was found yesterday morning and airlifted out of the canyon by a helicopter. He's now undergoing a medical evaluation after being exposed to the park's wintry conditions for a couple of weeks. The home improvement chain Lowe's wants to hire at least 53,000 people by this spring, the chain's biggest season. The company says it will be holding hiring events at all of its U.S. stores. That's over 1,700 locations. Job openings are both full and part-time. They include cashiers, stockers, and merchandising associates. About 50% of its seasonal hires in 2019 ended up becoming permanent workers at Lowe's. And new food labels identifying how many calories are in the food we eat as new FDA rules kicked in on New Year's Day, calling for two columns side by side with calorie information. The first includes nutritional facts in the single serving, the second giving info for the entire package. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.